to the top of the post, and it, you'd have about five different strands through there. Call out a netted fence.
Uh-huh. It's harder to keep the pigs in than the cows?
No, it's easier. They can't get out of there.
Uh-huh. How about another kind of fence that you might have heard of? Did you?
Well, people used to use rail fence, what's called rail fence.
Could you tell me about that?
Well, you rail, you lay them this way. Lay your rails this way, you see, and you cross them. Uh-huh. Cross them like that. That would be a rail fence.
Uh-huh. And what do you make them out of?
Wood.
Uh-huh. What kind?
Split the rails out of logs.
Any special kind?
Mostly pine.
Uh-huh. And,
pine and poplar, because it splits easy.
Uh-huh. Do they make those fences now?
No. Don't use anything now but metal fence.
Uh-huh. How come?
Well, it's just cheaper, and you can't get nobody to split the rail.
Okay, about how long would the rail, each rail be?
About 10 foot.
Did you ever hear of a paling fence?
Yeah, that's
Could you show me that one?
Well, that's put up.
Over here.
That's put up like this. This would be a post here. And this would be your paling. Your paling would go up above you. They ain't come down there like that. That'd be your paling fence. You use that mostly for gardens and yards.
How tall is it?
Well, for garden, you made them about 7 foot tall.
Uh-huh. And
yard, about 4 foot.
Uh-huh. And suppose you could tell me about a picket fence.
Well, that would be the same, practically the same thing. That's what you call a picket fence. A picket fence is made out of, only you'd sharpen them off, you see. You'd make it just like this. This would be your post where you nail your two crosses to. And a paling fence, a picket fence, usually is made like this. You'd have it about that wide, your paling. And it would sharpen off like this.
Uh-huh. And then are they big, or you put them close together? Or
yeah, you put them close, about 3 inches apart, about 4 foot high. That'd be a picket fence.
Okay, what's a slat fence?
Well, that's something on the same order as a picket fence, only you don't sharpen the ends.
Uh-huh.
You build it the same way. You put this right across here. This should be your strip to nail them on, and these would be your post. You just cut your slats. Usually you slat 3-inch slats. Only you don't sharpen the corners off. You'd build it the same way that you do a picket fence.
Okay, thank you very much.